Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We get going and we revisit what happened yesterday. Midday, just around lunchtime, Mike Tomlin spoke. First Mike Tomlin gathering of the year, in season, if you will. They're on their way into stadiums, blades of grass, all that kind of stuff. Division of work was really a big one yesterday. Division of labor.
Yes, the labor was divided many times yesterday.
That it was. But how the labor is going to be divided amongst America's youth, I think, is in question here. Because that's the big question. What about the two Utes?
We got some young guys that have a chance to play significant roles for us, but we also understand it is their first time in the stadium. So we got to manage some of that, some of the Devin Bushes of the world and guys like that.
Well, it's not really their first time in a stadium, but no. We get your point. As we continue, Coach T.
Some of the Devin Bushes of the world and guys like that who have a chance to be big components of what we do, but you also got to balance that with the fact that it's their first time stepping in the stadium.
I don't need to balance it. Here's what I need to balance. I need to balance that you traded up to get somebody and he needs to be on the field. I get what the depth chart says. I understand how it is. And you know what? Maybe it's slighting Mark Barron a little bit, who was sought after, who's a pretty good NFL player. But and maybe it's not understanding not giving enough credit to sub-packages.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's for vanity's sake, show me Devin Bush on the first play of the game, just so it says he's a starter.
And let's not pretend like the guy hasn't walked into a quote-unquote stadium before. He played in front of 125,000 every Saturday.
Every stadium he plays in the NFL will be smaller than the one he played in college.
He's perfectly capable of walking into a stadium, and moreover, he absolutely destroyed things in training camp and preseason. He's absolutely ready to go.
Albeit he played in front of the most condescending, quietest, snippety, uppity 106,000 people in Ann Arbor when he played there.
But when he played at Penn State or Ohio State, he played in front of 110,000.
Right. Correct. That being said, I don't think the moment will envelop him is what you're getting at, Chris.
Look, the guy's ready. Get him out there. Moreover, don't overthink things going into this game. Don't allow yourself – look, there's a good chance when you go into a chess match with Bill Belichick, you're going to lose a couple of moves anyway. Don't outmaneuver yourself before the thing's even started.
And look, we're not mad by any stretch. We're just philosophically opposed to some people having to wait time. I think what hit me yesterday as I was listening to this, guys, and you guys can join in at 412-928-9370, is this felt too Dick LeBeau-esque. It felt like it was in the past. I felt like – it was something that we were way over whenever – Dick LeBeau did a lot of great things. To me, it was his only negative quality is that he waited sometimes too long on guys that were ready when they were young.
Yes.
They almost had to redshirt.
I don't know what else you need to see from Devin Bush to tell you that he's ready to play every down in the NFL. I don't think you need to see anything else. I don't think you need to ease him into the role and maybe in early rundowns you're going to put Vince Williams in – no, he's Devin Bush. You traded up to the 10th spot to get him. Play the kid.
Jim, do you think that you'll see – here's the thing, though. Mark Barron's a really good football player. You know, that's the other part. So you're going to have Mark Barron. You're going to have Devin Bush. You're going to have the Bents out there. Are there times we see all three of those gentlemen on the football field?
No, I don't think so.
You're right. There's no way you can do that. So one of them is going to be – out, and I get sub-package football, but maybe it's okay to take Vince Williams off the football field.
Yeah, I think if we're looking at all three of those guys and we got to decide who we're taking off the field, unless we're in a goal line package or a short yardage, fourth and one, fourth and inches type deal, I think we're okay to take Vince off the
field. But then here's the other part, Jim, is this. When you look down at the stat sheet a lot of times, he becomes a tackle accumulator, Vince Williams does. He'll sneak up and he'll have tackles.
I've always thought he was underrated to some degree, but I also think he's the third best linebacker that they have, given
that's
the way
the
football
way to
is played today.
Not in shorts, by the way.
And the other thing is, You know, we all love listening to Tomlin and using red paint and blockbuster video and all the things you're going to hear in a few minutes. But the thing is, I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to what he's saying yesterday at his news conference. I'm really not. I think you're going to see plenty of Devin Bush on Sunday night.
Hey, Jim, we do a show on Wednesday. That's what we do. We break it down with a fine-tooth comb.
Absolutely, and we should.
Each and every and single blade of grass,
we are
Jim.
In the exaggeration business, so play along.
I know that Matt's got his own show now. Oh, of course we are. But go back and count how many times he uses the phrase in stadiums or something of that ilk.
Yes.
As he would say. He must have said that a dozen times yesterday. In stadiums, you know, going into the stadium. He's been in stadiums. I don't know. It's just the in stadium thing. It's too early
for a
dozen.
What if he arrived at a stadium on drones and such? That would be something.
No, AB will do that on Monday Night Football.
He may. And a good Wednesday morning to you. 412-928-9370 is that number. We hear a lot from Mike Tomlin today. We get into that. One of the things that's a little bit concerning is this. Sean Davis, he going to play?
I don't know. We'll see. In terms of Sean Davis's availability, I like what I've seen from Cam Kelly. He's had a good preseason and got a great deal of confidence in him.
All right. I think a lot of people do in Cam Kelly. Now, let's be real honest, though. Cam Kelly's a guy who was in the AAF. Cam Kelly's a guy who, when you look at him, you say, well, he's the camp darling, right?
Right, like, one of them, yeah.
Isn't that what Cam Kelly is right now?
Here's the thing. Cam, like, I just made this big, impassioned argument for why Devin Bush should be on the field and why he's ready, despite the fact that he's a rookie without any NFL experience. And people would say, well, Cam Kelly doesn't. Why isn't he ready, too, if he's a guy who performed really well in camp? Well, Cam Kelly doesn't have the same record, the same resume.
The same pedigree.
You know? Right,
he went to San
exactly.
Diego State, and he was, you know.
And that's not to take anything away from him. Great. He played D1 college football, played in the AAF. That's all well and good. It's not the same as playing, as being the leader of a Big Ten defense like Devin Bush was. And I think there is a worry that, you know, we talked yesterday, what's the soft spot? What's the underbelly of the Steelers defense if you're Tom Brady and the New England Patriots? You see an AAF guy playing safety week one, you're going to feel compelled to go after that. So Cam Kelly, if he's got to play, better be ready.
He was an undrafted free agent with the Cowboys. He gets released. He goes to the San Diego Fleet or whoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And he was good in that league. And then the league, as we all know, folded because we followed it. Then he goes. They suspend operations. He winds up with the Steelers. I don't know how Cam Kelly will play if he has to play. I don't. I don't know how Sean Davis would play, but I'd take my chances with Sean Davis over Cam Kelly. What I will say is this. Again, I don't know how he will play, but I do know that if he plays Cam Kelly, and he'll be ready for this, Keith Butler will be ready for this, Mike Tomlin will be ready for this, Tom Brady will have a big red circle around his name and his
They'll
number.
Test him very number first series.
Number 29 will have a big circle around it and say, in so much as how you can test the safety.
Yeah.
Because a corner will obviously be in on the play for the most part. But Cam Kelly will be tested. I'm not here to predict whether he'll fail or he'll pass. I'll just tell you that there will be an emphasis on going with the football where Cam Kelly is.
Because the Patriots don't overthink this stuff.
Right.
They look for the weakness. If
he's a weakness until he proves
until
that he's
he proves not. That he's not. Exactly. Same thing goes for Steven Nelson on the other side from Joe Hayden. You know, Tom Brady's seen that before. He knows what he's going to get from Steven Nelson. He doesn't know yet what he's going to get from Cam Kelly, so you damn well better bet that he's going to go after him really early.
We do things in our show, and I think we pride ourselves on just splitting it down the middle and telling the truth. I think that you're a liar, not you, but you, the listener, you're a liar if you say, I'm not a little bit worried if Cam Kelly plays. He could prove you wrong. And gosh, I hope that he does.
Right.
I really hope that he does.
I hope Tom Brady tests him on the very first play of the game and he picks him off. That would be perfect.
Absolutely. Because sometimes men rise to the occasion and you get something mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily know. Look, didn't we in the past, before he came out, wonder, what's this Mike Hilton all about?
Sure.
And then he ends up being pretty darn good.
He proved himself, yeah.
You know, that happened in the past. You look at where Mike Hilton was. You look at his draft slot. You look at what about him. You look at his
pedigree. It's a lot of the same stuff we're saying about Cam Kelly right now.
And he proved himself.
Uh-huh.
And gosh, I hope that Cam Kelly does the same thing if he has to play. But you're a liar if you say, I've got an unbelievable amount of confidence in Cam Kelly because he was a camp darling. He played well in preseason games, and he looked good in some drills. Especially, You're not going up against, you know, you're not going up against the Chicago Bears, or you're not going up against the Cincinnati Bengals, or you're not going up against the San Francisco 49ers.
This isn't a bunch of backup quarterbacks in the preseason.
This is perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time, yeah, right out of the chute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.